Well, I think this is great news. This money was announced a little while ago, and what we're now hearing is which bids that are going to be funded. And I think this money and the projects that are being funded will make a really big difference to the care that women receive. We've heard that there are going to be new birthing pools, new midwife-led units, more en suite facilities in maternity units, so women will have their own bathrooms. I think there's going to be more space for bereavement facilities, which is very important because if women do have, very sadly, a tragic outcome to their pregnancy, how they're cared for can make a huge difference to them. I think this money is enough to make a difference to the facilities in which women receive their care. It's not enough to change the world, but you know there isn't a lot of money around at the moment, and I think heads of midwifery who have been struggling to make bids for better facilities will be absolutely delighted to get this money. The difficulty with money is that it always comes from different pots, and my understanding is that this money is really only available for one-off expenditure. The difficulty with funding midwives is that once you've got a midwife in post, you need to have enough money to pay that midwife year upon year upon year. So I think it's fair enough that this money is earmarked for these one-off projects. And of course, we would very much like it to be seen in conjunction with the need for more midwifery resources. And to be fair to the government, as the Royal College of Midwives have been saying over the last few days, there are initiatives to try and increase student midwives in training and to increase midwifery posts. So we're very much hoping that we will see more money coming out into that sort of area as well as into this particular type of project.